While the U.S. and much of the world has been focused on Iraq, Cuba has been rounding up dozens of political dissidents. The one thing they seem to have in common, they met with America's top diplomat in Havana. The White House is condemning the crackdown and calling for the release of all those arrested. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
The arrests are unprecedented. Independent journalists and librarians, human rights workers, political activists, all hauled off to jail. Last week, state security arrested Ernesto Martini, one leader of a celebrated human rights campaign called the Varela Project, which seeks greater political rights for Cubans. Martini says he was picked up on the street by several cars from state security. He says his brother was jailed, but he was released after 6 hours in detention. The head of the Varela Project, Oswaldo Payá, also remains free, perhaps because of his international stature. Last year, he was praised by former President Jimmy Carter during a visit to the island and has received human rights accolades in Europe. The fate of the less famous detainees appears grim. The Cuban government says it will prosecute them for subversion. The spark that led to this wave of arrests came from James Kaysen, chief diplomat at the U.S. Interest Section in Havana. Kaysen, a Bush appointee, arrived 6 months ago. Immediately, he directed stinging criticism at Fidel Castro, speaking publicly at a U.S. food expo in Havana.
The fact is that Cuba is an international deadbeat, sort of a Freddy the Freeloader. It's got the lowest credit ratings around. This is a Jurassic Park economy that's no great market for the United States.
Since then, Kaysen has traveled the island meeting with dissidents in their homes and has hosted them in his residence. The State Department argues that Kaysen is simply promoting basic liberties such as freedom of speech and assembly. Kevin Whitaker with the State Department's Office of Cuban Affairs in Washington has condemned the arrests.
The principal human rights and democracy promotion organizations in the country have been decapitated. And the Cubans have undertaken this action at this time in order to take advantage of the world's distraction at events in Iraq. And unfortunately for them, I don't think that it's going
to
work.
Whitaker says Kaysen will continue to meet with dissidents, those not under arrest, that is. And so it appears neither side is willing to back down. William Leo Grand, Dean of Public Affairs at American University, says U.S.-Cuban relations have hit their lowest point in decades.
I think there's a very serious possibility of the interest sections being closed if this crisis isn't de-escalated.
The interest sections were opened in 1977 under then-President Jimmy Carter. Carter is now demanding Cuba respect the human rights of its citizens and is calling on both governments to work harder toward reconciliation. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.